This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's alliance is headed for a narrow majority in India's election. Tallies on Tuesday showed he was well short of a widely expected landslide. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Having to depend on allies to form the government could introduce some uncertainty in India's policymaking. And it would likely be a big shift for Modi, who has ruled with an authoritative hold for the last decade. The Hindu nationalist BJP won a majority when it took power in 2014, ending India's era of unstable coalition governments. It went on to repeat that feat in 2019. But this time, the BJP's numbers were pulled down, likely in part to the party's poor showing in the country's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh. Analysts say bread-and-butter issues had overshadowed the BJP's appeal to the Hindu majority there.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday he does not think Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to play politics with the war in Gaza.
I don't think so. He's trying to work out a serious problem he has.
President Biden earlier on Tuesday said Netanyahu may be stalling on ending the war in Gaza for political reasons, according to an interview with Time magazine. Asked whether he thought Netanyahu was prolonging the war for his own political reasons, Biden said there's every reason for people to draw that conclusion. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday ordered a halt to asylum processing at the border with Mexico when illegal entries reach a threshold deemed excessive. The measure takes effect immediately because the new policy is triggered when arrests for illegal entry reach 2,500. About 4,000 people are already entering the U.S. each day. This is VOA News. The African National Congress failed to win an outright majority in South Africa's recent election. This means the ANC, for the first time, needs to form a coalition to govern. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariamo Jallo reports.
The African National Congress secured 40% of the vote, followed by the Democratic Alliance with about 22%. Other coalitions could be with the newly formed party led by former President Jacob Zuma, Umkhonto Wesizwe or MK, which won about 15%, or the Economic Freedom Party, EFF. The ANC says its leader will not resign following election results, but is open to working with everyone to form a government that will serve South Africa's people. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Syria's foreign minister said on Tuesday any dialogue between Syria and Turkey should only take place after Ankara announces it will withdraw its troops from all Syrian territories. The comments came during a joint news conference with Iran's acting foreign minister. Turkey has threatened in recent days to act against Syria's Kurdish-led authorities in Syria's northeast as they prepare to hold municipal elections next week. The former interpreter for Japanese baseball great Shohei Ohtani has pleaded guilty to stealing nearly $17 million from the athlete's bank account to pay off his own gambling debts, according to U.S. prosecutors. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Ippei Mizuhara pleaded guilty to bank and tax fraud charges on Tuesday in a deal that was announced last month. He could face up to 33 years behind bars.
Mr. Ohtani is considered a victim in this case.
Here's U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada.
Mr. Mizuhara was the one that, based on his addiction to sports betting, took advantage of his friend, the person who'd given him an opportunity, and victimized Mr. Ohtani.
According to prosecutors, Mizuhara began gambling with an illegal sports book in late 2021, and to cover his debts, he impersonated Ohtani over the phone on more than two dozen occasions to deceive bank employees into authorizing wire transfers from Ohtani's account.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Federal prosecutors on Tuesday painted U.S. President Joe Biden's son Hunter as deceptive and driven by addiction. They say he's a man whose dark habits ensnared loved ones and who knew what he was doing when he lied on federal forms to purchase a gun in 2018. The case is dredging up painful memories for the president and his family and revealing new and highly personal details about their struggles with addiction and grief as the 2024 election looms. I'm Joe Ramsey.